The Ryder Cup has suddenly got a lot hotter than before. We've just seen something wonderful with Ian Poulter chipping into the hole on the 11th from off the green. But in truth, the Americans are really firing back at the Europeans. They really are ahead in the top two matches, looking very, very solid. Luke Donald has broken that up and looks very strong there. But this is far from over. I'm looking here at Jimenez on the ninth hole, sinking a magnificent 20-foot putt, maybe 18-foot putt, to win the hole and go two up. That is a huge sigh of relief for the Europeans. Jimenez up on Watson. That's very, very good, because Jimenez has never won a singles match in the Ryder Cup. But McIlroy's in trouble. He's in the bunker, off the green, to the... He's done a chip down, and he's going to score a three. That is just terrific recovery by McIlroy. I really did think he was going to lose the hole to sink there. The key thing is that at 12:30 in the day, you know, this Ryder Cup is not over yet. One of the Molinaris, and I still, the shorter one of the two, has just gone one up on Fowler on the eighth hole. Both Molinaris are ahead. Westwood is going to suffer a defeat. This really does look like it. He's having a putt now. He's close to the end of this match. And he played brilliantly right up until Stricker went into a sixth gear. So, I won't bother telling you that Westwood missed that. But this is one that got away, because at one stage Westwood was so much in control. The key thing is that we have 2 more hours to go. It's far from finished. I mean, back on the sixth hole, Zach Johnson, an American, has just sunk a long putt. I think that might be the first putt he's sunk in a very long time. He's now one up on Harrington. And I have some weird premonition that Harrington might yet find himself mattering in the Ryder Cup. Going from memory, I think Phil Mickelson has chewed up somebody and has finally done well. Stricker now, this is for the first whole match in the Ryder Cup in 2010 to be won by somebody. This is Steve Stricker.
Wonderful 3-iron from 215 yards for Steve Stricker has given this chance for the match.
This is a birdie for the match coming up the hill.
Really quite a lot for the,
but Stricker is really playing so beautifully. Let's just hear what happens. Has he given it enough? He's given it too much. So, Westwood lives to fight another day. He's Dormy 2, 2 down, 2 to play. Short par 3 and a wonderful 18th hole to come yet. It would be wonderful if the match will go down to the 18th. But I wouldn't bet on it. Yes, Westwood still has to sink a putt, I think, to stay in the match. Not a very easy, although it is, I suppose you'd have to say it's straight uphill. I don't think there's much in this. And but Westwood's had such a rough time recently that this is far from conclusion. This is to save the match. He's done it. He's done it. He's done it. Okay. So that's it. There's the excitement at the Ryder Cup building up. It's a heck of a lot better than if Europe had kept on playing terribly well and blown the Americans out of the water. I really do hope this goes to something really, really tight. Stuart Sink is about to have a go at winning a hole. No, no, no. He has not judged that one very well at all. Very strange from Stuart Sink. But anyway, there we go. I'll just let it go and come back to you a little bit later on. I'm, by the way, surrounded here on the sofa by three golf books that come from one. One of them is called The 1 Minute Golfer by Ken Blanchard, the man who wrote the wonderful 1 Minute Manager series. When I found that some years ago, I got quite excited. Another one from a similar kind of a connection, Scott Peck's Golf and the Spirit of the Game. That's another person who has a reputation in one area, writing about golf in another. And then the magnificent book, The Inner World of Golf by Timothy Galway. That's one of the greatest books written about golf ever. And somewhere or other I put my history of the Ryder Cup. So I decided I'd surround myself on the sofa with a few volumes from my past. So there we go, it's Paul O'Mahony watching. Oh, astonishingness. You saw Steve Stricker, how long he looked at the just from seen that line. His was certainly longer than short six, sink miss an astonishing putt. Well, wow, that's a getaway by McIlroy at that hole. All level. Bye-bye.